Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
All right, we're going to start the evening first with three or four songs from Maurice Chosa. I think it's wonderful to have a songwriter in our community. And I classify Maurice's songs as Native Americana, kind of like an Americana genre with Native topics. And he includes songs about sled dogging and things like that. So if you listen to his songs, you can learn something tonight. And plus, we're giving a musician a forum, so it's kind of fun to be part of a growing tradition here that we have some young artists in the audience who will be guitar players and writers. We got writers in the audiences. We got elders and speakers. And so we have it here. And life is in front of us. It's what we make of it. And so if we're kind to each other and polite tonight and listen to the words of the people, what they write, because they're coming from the heart. And so tonight, let's give Maurice a big hand. He's our elder. Let's respect him and listen to his music.
Miigwech. Years ago, about 1973 is when I first picked up a guitar. I was in my hippie days after getting out of the Marine Corps. And I met a young man named Fred. He was a Arkansas hillbilly, bibs, beard, straw hat and all. And he taught me my very first song. And it goes something like this. It's a violent song. There's murder, animals. Here I sit gonna sing you a song, and it's all about a murder. Bill Johnson's dog, Willie, yet my frog. The song don't go no further. Anyway, moving right along, now that we know who's paying attention and who isn't. I used to live in Ely, and I got started dog sledding back there in the 90s. I'm actually a third or fourth generation dog sledder, or musher as we're sometimes called. My grandfather ran dogs back in the 1800s during the same time that John Beargreaves did. And my mother ran dogs in the 1920s. And so I'm at least a third generation musher in the third century, although I've had some people tell me I don't know what I'm doing. Along that line, I used to take my dogs around when I lived in Ely, just like I do up here. And one day I'm walking up to Steger's Muckluck's to buy something, and I meet this old man and his wife coming down the hill. And apparently he was a tourist that had been to town before, because he says, "Hey, I know you. You're the Ely dog man." So, as a result, we got... I am the dog man. You may call me dog man. In Chippewa, I'm called Inamushnanee. I am the dog man. Please call me the dog man. I'm the one they call Inamushnanee. Now you may like your horse or cat and other pets okay, but when it comes to real love, the dog will show the way. Their love is unconditional, they always stick around. Their loyalty is legend, they just won't let you down. And so I am the dog man, you may call me dog man. Yes, I take my doggies round with me. I am the dog man, you may call me dog man. I'm the one they call Inamushnanee. For 20,000 years or more, they've shared our history. Any place that we would go, why, that's where they would be. They helped us move, they helped us hunt, they kept us warm at night. They warned us of our enemies when they were out of sight. why I am the dog man. Please call me the dog man. In Chippewa, I'm called Inamushnanee. I am the dog man. Yes, I'm proud to be the dog man. I am the one they call Inamushnanee. Anyway. Thank you.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.